Now, I don't think that there's really any argument that the most important adaptation of King Arthur material after Tennyson, and possibly even after Malory, is T.H. White's The Once and Future King, which was published in its entirety in the early 50s, but had started to be published as early as 1939. The Once and Future King is so influential, not only because the first section was made into a Disney film, and the book as a whole was a source for the musical Camelot, but because so many authors who've come along have felt the need to deal with White's adaptation of Malory. So you can even see a chain of influences from Malory to T.H. White to the subsequent writers such as Marion Zimmer Bradley who come along and deal with the Arthurian material. White's novel's broken up into four separate books: The Sword in the Stone, The Queen of Air and Darkness, The Ill-Made Knight, and The Candle in the Wind. And these were published as individual books, though they were very short and almost immediately stitched together into a whole book. I should also add that White wrote a fifth book called The Book of Merlin that was published after his death and is sometimes published as part of The Once and Future King, though White never finished polishing it, and many subsequent critics, myself included, feel like it's not a very good ending to The Once and Future King and should remain separate from it. But that is one critical opinion, and there are others. White re-envisions King Arthur as a very decent, but not particularly bright young man, who through his education by the enchanter Merlin learns about the natural world and the human world and develops a kind of theory of governing that allows him to be the first king to make things to be right in England and not just dependent on the power of might and of power. Now, T.H. White comes up with a very good gimmick for Merlin. Like the White Queen in Alice Through the Looking Glass, Merlin lives backwards. He is born at the end of time, and he gets younger while everyone gets older as our time goes the opposite direction. So Merlin knows everything that's going to happen, but he often doesn't remember the things that have happened. It's a really excellent gimmick, and it allows White to do all kinds of cute anachronisms and amusing things that Merlin can have 19th century clothes or 20th century newspapers or various other ideas that he normally wouldn't have. And it also allows there to be less of a focus on kind of manipulative magic, though Merlin can do magical things like turn Arthur into a fish or put the sword in the stone and so forth. The anachronisms that White uses allows him to create some really beautiful scenes in fantasy literature that draw on realistic conventions but are allowed to kind of run wild and free because it is fantasy or Arthurian literature. So, for example, in this little passage I'm going to read, White is describing Merlin's house in the woods and what's in there.